Welcome to this episode of the podcast. Listen to me already faffing my words, what am I like? I'm just checking what episode we're on. Well, what is it, 94? Could it be 94? Let's see. 94, yes. So welcome to this episode 94. Beautiful souls, welcome back. Today we're going to dive into something really, really powerful. It is the 26th of March, which is quite incredible that we're already a quarter of the way through the year. Where has the time gone for a start? And this time next week, I will actually be sitting in an airport ready to board a plane to go to China. I will to go to Hamburg first before I go to China. So my brother lives in China. He's just had a wee baby boy in January, and me and all the family are heading to China. But do not worry, I am going to make sure I have podcasts all lined up to still go out on the Thursday every single week. So yes, they will be recorded and scheduled to still be uploaded even when I am away. So what is this powerful thing we're going to talk about today? It is about everything being emotions and how your feelings will actually shape your reality. Because every decision you make, every action you take, every, like, even down to the way you see yourself and the world, it is all driven by emotion. And when you can actually get a handle on that and get a realization on that, it literally changes your perspective on a whole lot of things. Your emotions shape your thoughts. They shape your reactions, and ultimately they shape your life, because when your thought becomes the action and the reaction. So today we're going to break down all of that. Well, and within reason, we're going to still try and keep it quite short and sweet. But we're breaking down how your emotions create your reality, why suppressing emotions leads to burnout, stress, and self-sabotage, because it absolutely does. And how to actually use your emotions instead of being controlled by them. Really, really important, because quite often we can be quite reactive, like the monkey brain, if anybody's ever read Chimp Paradox. And it's something I'm trying to teach with regards to the kids in the schools that I'm working in, is that kind of emotional regulation, not suppressing, like acknowledging, but also regulating in the moment so as that they're not getting themselves in a major bother, basically. So the truth is, your emotions aren't just random feelings. They are signals, they are guides. And when you can understand them, you can unlock the power to change absolutely everything. So let's get into it, shall we? So everything you do is driven by emotion. So let's start with why you do anything. So why do you work hard? To feel successful, to feel secure, to feel proud. Why do you crave love? Because maybe you want to feel seen, valued, connected. Why do you avoid certain situations? Potentially because of the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, or that feeling of discomfort. So at the core of every single choice is an emotion. We are emotional creatures first and logical creatures second. So even when you're thinking you're taking a logical decision or making a logical decision, there is always, always an emotion why underneath it. So, for example, think about if you're buying a car, you tell yourself you're choosing it based on price, fuel efficiency, practicality, like does it tick all your boxes? But deep down, there's probably emotion that is steering that wheel. Maybe you want a car that makes you feel safe. Maybe you want a car that makes you feel powerful. The logic just justifies the emotion. So, for instance, when I bought my car, the beginning of, I'm coming up for a year actually ago now, I was very much, well, first of all, I was absolutely manipulated by my daughter, who said that the first two initials were her initials, and then the numbers after the initials was my son's age. So that must be a sign. And I'm very much a person who looks for signs. So she totally manipulated me in that scenario. But I also had this, it was a total ego buy. Like it was a total, total ego buy. And in hindsight, it's probably something that I'm like, I didn't really need to do that. And it's still a great car. It's still probably one of the best cars I've had in the sense of actually working for a start. But I actually realise now that I'm like, it's quite superficial. Like, and I am not a massive car person, in the sense that like it's not my thing. I feel like I'm not very superficial. I'm not very materialistic. So I was just caught up in the emotion of that particular moment. So the problem is most of us aren't taught how to navigate emotions. Instead, we either one, suppress them. I shouldn't feel this way. We two, let them control us by reacting impulsively without understanding why, but like my car situation. Or three, we can attach to them. So letting one feeling define our entire reality. And that is where things will start to fall apart. So we want to look at like suppressing emotions and why we don't want to do that. So have you ever noticed that when you ignore an emotion, it just doesn't go away? Instead, it lingers and it builds and it shows up in other areas of your life. And I was talking to the kids about this recently in the school, that actually when they react in a school moment to a teacher, like understanding that actually sometimes that whole scenario has started at home. They woke up, they didn't get a very good sleep, so they woke up a bit grumpy. They've then argued with mum and dad potentially because they're not getting up and getting ready for school and going to school, or they're late for school, or they missed the bus, or and then they get in trouble from the teacher for being late, and then somebody looks at them the wrong way and they just explode. And so I was trying to explain to them that actually a lot of the time it's built up emotions because you're maybe suppressing them in certain times, and then it just builds and builds and builds. And often the thing that you explode at isn't really the thing, it's all the other things that were leading up to that thing, if that makes any sense at all. So when you suppress anger, it turns into resentment. When you suppress sadness, it turns into exhaustion. And when you suppress fear, it can turn into anxiety and self-doubt. Your body remembers absolutely every emotion that you don't process. I recently read a book called The Body Keeps the Score, and it is like a really, really, really like meaty read, but it is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So that's why when many of us experience stress, burnout, or even physical pain, we carry emotions that we never allowed ourselves to feel. So, for example, think about a time that someone hurt you, but you never really fully addressed it. That pain doesn't disappear. Am I right? Can you still feel it? Do you still get a little bit triggered when you think about it? And it'll probably show up, or it has probably showed up later, maybe in future relationships, maybe in how you feel about yourself, maybe even in physical symptoms like tensions, headaches, stuff like that. And that is why emotional awareness is absolutely key, because when you don't deal with it will deal with you. So it's so important that we don't suppress them. So how do we master our emotions instead of being controlled by them? Now that we understand that everything is emotion, the real question is, how do we use this knowledge to change our lives? So I want you to think about this almost like in steps. So step one, we want to be thinking about identifying the emotions beneath your actions. So before you react, it's that whole respond, don't react thing. Stop and ask yourself, what am I really feeling right now? What is this feeling trying to tell me? So for example, if you are procrastinating, maybe it's not laziness. Maybe it's a fear of failure. If you're constantly people-pleasing, maybe it's not about kindness, it's that need for validation. And both of them are okay. Like, it's once you can recognize it, you can then work through it, and you can kind of, it's like that whole thing, the only way out is through. So once you can recognize it, you can then acknowledge it, and then you can change it. And only when you can acknowledge it can you change it. So once you identify the real emotion, what's really going on, you will gain control over it instead of it controlling you. So then step two would be stop labeling them as good or bad, very similar to the whole food scenario that I talk about quite often. So every emotion serves a purpose, even the uncomfortable ones. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Inside Out. Bloody fabulous film. So if you've not seen it, get it watched. It is super. So cleverly done, and the fact of all your emotions like need each other, and without one you wouldn't feel the other. So without feeling sadness, you wouldn't really know what joy felt like, and without feeling anger, you wouldn't know what pride, I don't know if that is the opposition, but you know what I mean. You wouldn't know what happiness felt like, and pride felt like, and so on and so forth. So anger can show you where your boundaries are being crossed. Sadness allows you to heal and release. So I was speaking to one of the young people quite recently, and I've actually been speaking to quite a lot of people about this, about how like see when you're upset, like let it happen, because your body needs that release, and only can you, when you release it, can you heal. When you're holding it back, it is not going to be beneficial to you or anybody else. And fear that can help you recognize risk and be prepared for the unknown. We are, if you were to think about us like as like our ancestors, like we are designed in a way that emotion is our safety. Like fear was our safety. Fear like looked after us, so that when we had that kind of constant cortisol response, if you like, that fight, flight, or freeze reaction, like that was about actual survival. And so it's important to not just poo-poo these emotions, and to recognize that they actually all serve such a massive a purpose, because when you push emotions away, like it's not beneficial. So instead of pushing them away, we want to ask ourselves, like, what is this emotion trying to teach me? What is the lesson in this? Like, where is this trying to show me? What is this trying to like shine a light on, so that I can then work on that and move through it? Step number three, I would say, would be move the emotion through the body. Now, this is like something that's maybe a bit woo-woo, but there's a reason. But I'll come to that really, really soon. So emotions aren't just thoughts. They live in the body, and that's why stress can sometimes feel like tightness in your chest. Sadness can feel quite heavy. So in order to release your emotions, you have to move them. And that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, there is amazing things you can do, like somatic dancing and all that sort of stuff. Like that really does do wonders with your physiology. But obviously, not everybody's going to break out in somatic dancing or feel comfortable to do so, and that's totally okay. But what you can do is something that you do anyway, is breathe. Your breath is easily the most underused an undervalued thing that we have within our body, that you do anyway, and that you don't utilize. And I speak about this so much when I'm working with young people. I speak about this so much when I'm working with anybody. Is like that importance of your breath. We use a tiny percentage of actually our lungs capacity in general day-to-day life, but your breath is directly connected to your nervous system. It is a thing that will soothe it the quickest and the smoothest and the easiest, easiestness, that's not even a word, but you know what I mean. So breathing deeply, tapping into like where the breath is coming into. It's coming into your belly button, it's expanding through the belly button and the rib cage, and then slowly it is the belly button's coming back down to your spine, the ribs are closing, and you're exhaling out. And you can do this, like I think I spoke about this last week or the week before, like you can do this in different modalities. It can be box breathing, it can be loads and loads, and there's so many different modalities you can do. But just for the simplistic part of just connecting to your breath and slowing it down, and that will instantly soothe your nervous system and regulate it. You can also journal. Journaling is really, really good for just getting what's in your head out on a bit of paper. You have 60,000 thoughts a day. 97%, I believe, is subconscious. Like, there's a lot of shit going on running about your head, and when you're just ruminating over it, it's not giving it anywhere to channel. So journaling, write down what you feel without judgment. It's not about like being shameful or being frustrated. It's about like, what is the reality here? And sometimes when it's out in a bit of paper and you can read it back and you can see it in black and white, it then affirms like how you're feeling. It makes it clear, it makes it out loud, and it then also allows you to have more awareness towards it. And like I said, physically releasing somatic dancing is super, but for most of us, you can do walking, you can dance in any way, shape, or form, and you can just get up and shake your body out, shake your energy off. I don't know if anybody's ever watched any Tony Robbins stuff, but he's very all about physiology. And in the middle of his seminars, which I'm going to in September, which I'm buzzing about, but in the middle of his seminars, he gets everybody to shake. He's like, right, shake it up, and all that sort of stuff. And it really does change your, it changes your energy. It changes your what's the word I'm looking for? Like your physiology. So there's massive amounts of benefits from just shifting your energy in your body. Number four would be reframe the story. So your emotions shape your thoughts and your thoughts shape your reality. So instead of like, I am overwhelmed, I can't handle this, try, I am capable and I can take one step at a time. Instead of things like, I always mess up, try, I'm learning and I'm growing with every experience. When you change the story, you'll change the emotion. And when you change the emotion, you'll change your life. So it's all about that shift in perspective on actually what can I do, what can I control in this moment. I have probably been feeling a bit overwhelmed recently because I've had such a busy couple of months and we're going away to China next week and there's so much to do and blah 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 blah. And this morning I had to go and get collect our visas from Edinburgh. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's like another couple of hours that I don't really have to drive about, basically. And then I got to Edinburgh, got our passports, and was like, I'm going to go to the beach because I know I'm quite close to a beach when I'm in Edinburgh, so I'm like, I'm going to go to the beach. Now, reality, did I have time? No. If you want to look at my kind of workload and the stuff that I've still got to catch up on, but or have prepared in advance, really. But in that moment, I made a decision, like, what will serve me right now? Like, why do I want to go to the beach? I've got a call for the beach. I need to go and put my feet in the sand and take a moment to just be present rather than rush, 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 rush. Like, everything will get done. It's all right. It'll get done in some way, shape, or form. And stressing about it does not make it happen any quicker. So I definitely still had to have a little word with myself and just switch my perspective today. So if there's one thing I want you to take away from today in this episode, it is your emotions aren't something to fear, avoid, or suppress because they are the most powerful tools that you have. When you can learn to understand them and work with them, you then gain control. You can control over your thoughts, your actions, and your entire reality. It's that whole thing, like you can be in control of it or it can be in control of you. It's like the same as your day if you're not planning and all that. So I've got a wee challenge for you this week. I want you to pay attention to your emotions instead of reacting. I want you to pause. Ask yourself that question, what is this feeling teaching me? Because the more you understand, the more power you'll have to create the life that you truly want. So if this episode has spoken to you at all, or if you think it will speak to someone else, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to dive deeper, I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts. Send me a message and let's connect. It's always beautiful to connect with some like-minded souls. So, with that, have a magical, magical day, whatever you're up to, and I will speak to you again. I would say when I'm back from China, but I'm going to do another two episodes before that happens. But have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous whatever you're up to. Fabulous Easter, fabulous Evan. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.